defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. We're going to have some fun today. Because we can. You know, I got to thinking about some stuff. Woke up in the middle of the night last night, as I'm prone to do from time to time, like every night. I guess it was about 3 o'clock. Flipped, I think it was HBO. And one of my favorite, there was a gunfight scene in this movie, Open Range. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not. But it's probably the best gunfight scene in a Western, I think, ever filmed. But that's arguable, right? That's subjective. We all have our own. I'm going to have some fun today with my good friend Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio. Bill, you join me now. How are you, brother?
I'm just trying to cope, you know. Did the workout thing today. Did the grocery shopping thing today.
Honey-do list going on, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't mind the shopping part. It's the workout part.
Well, shopping's a workout. Put it that way, right?
Yeah.
I've been sitting on my tail since 5:30 getting this show done, getting this thing ready to rock and roll for today. And I'm looking forward to taking a little bit of a break after work today. It is a Friday. Let's have some fun. Let's talk.
Sure.
Let's loosen some things up for a little bit. I'm glad that you're here today with me. I appreciate it every time you're on. I was up in the middle of the night, true story, and I flipped on HBO. Just, you know, went saw that. And I saw that Open Range was on. You ever seen Open Range with Kevin Costner?
I have not.
Okay, let me start over. Armed American Radio in the GunBroker.com studios. If you've never seen
it. I've seen a movie with Kevin Costner in a Western, but it was Kevin Klein was in it too. And is that Open Range?
Robert Duvall was in this one. They play free grazers, and him and another kid and another guy are out there free grazing. And they come up on a town, and you get some old Irish guy that runs the town. You know, the typical Western, the heavy hand guy running the town, and everybody's a slave to the guy. The newcomers come into town and decide they're not going to have any of it, and he falls in love with the doctor's sister, and the gunfight at the end of the movie of Open Range, I'm only going to tell you this, is great. So make sure you watch it. It's one of the best gunfight scenes filmed. Now, here's the deal. Kevin Costner, of course, played Wyatt Earp in the movie Wyatt Earp. Kevin Costner has been in, you know, Dances with Wolves and Open Range. He's done some Westerns, and he can handle a gun in the movies. I enjoy watching him in the Westerns. He does a really good job. But I'm a big fan of those shows. And when I saw Open Range on this, I woke up right in time to catch the very beginning of the end of the movie, which is the gunfight scene, which lasts about 30 minutes. It's a great scene. And just the other day, I had seen my favorite movie of all time, and that's The Outlaw Josey Wales. And you got to love that. So here I just seen these. So I'm like, it's a good way to go for the show today, because I'm a huge fan of those old Western movies. For a Few Dollars More. Okay. Fistful of Dollars. Right. Hang 'em High. Love that stuff.
Yeah,
and then, of course,
I've seen all of those.
Well, then you got the Outlaw Josey Wales, which is the ultimate classic, and then you've got Pale Rider, and then Unforgiven is that one won Oscars, but to me, I think it's the weakest of all. I like the storyline's great, the aging gunfighter, but when you want to talk about action, I had just seen a lot of these westerns lately. So, do you have a favorite western or favorite gunfight scene in any movie? Doesn't have to be a western.
Have you ever seen The Way of the Gun with Ryan Phillippe and Benicio del Toro?
Yeah.
They seem, and this is before we started seeing, the actors go to be trained to be gunfighters by trainers, as far as I know. And it seems like those two guys handle themselves fairly well, the way they handle their weapon and everything. Plus, the thing I like about it is they're just running box stock, nondescript 1911s and shotguns.
Yeah. It's fun. So, you know, you go back to the old days, go back to My Darling Clementine, you go back to the old OK Corral movies and that kind of stuff. And of course, we go to the Rifleman. I mean, Chuck Connors. I mean, come on. Nobody could handle a fire like Chuck Connors in the TV show. The Rifleman was outstanding. Great program. In fact, we tackled one of those shows. Probably been a couple years ago, but he was explaining to his son essentially why gun control was bad. You had a guy trying to take everybody's guns away in town, and that was getting people killed. And it was a really fun show to talk about. But then there's other ones. I can hear people screaming. That doesn't have to be Westerns. Probably one of the best gunfight scenes ever in any genre of movie. I got to go to the movie Heat. You know, very reminiscent.
You're talking about the ending bank robbery scene.
Yeah, with Al Pacino and I mean, and Robert De Niro. That was a hell of a scene. So there have been some great ones out there. There are other ones as well too. But you know, some great gunfight scenes in some movies, and I've seen a number of those as of late. And I just got to thinking about that. It's a fun topic to talk about. One of them escapes me too. It's not just Heat. Oh, The Town. Have you ever seen The Town with Ben Affleck?
I've seen it. I've seen it a few times. You're talking about the ending gunfight scene where he's, first of all, they get in the big robbery gunfight, and then he goes back and deals with the guy with the flower shop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the one where they're robbing armored cars, and they go and steal several million dollars from Boston. The stadium's escaping me. How can the baseball stadium in Boston name Fenway Park? God, thank you. It was escaping me here for a second. I feel call me Joe Biden for a minute. Buy a shotgun. But yeah, Fenway. Yeah. They steal about $3 million from Fenway. Great movie. Also, great fight scenes. Great gunfight scenes in those movies. There's a bunch of them. If you have a favorite one, let me know what it is. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. I just started seeing some of those as of late. I happened to see a bunch of them in a row. And the old Western.
You ever seen The Long Riders?
I have not seen The Long Riders, no.
You have to watch that. I mean, it's got the Carradine brothers, it's the Cole Younger gang, it's got the Keach brothers. I can't remember. The Guest brothers are the ones that kill Jesse James, who's played by, not Stacy Keach, but the other Keach, James Keach.
Robin Keach? No, that's Robin Leach, right?
No, Keach.
Oh, okay, Robin Leach. He's the rich and the famous, right? Yeah, okay. That's
not... No. If you like a Western, though, I mean, The Long Riders.
Well,
especially as many times as David Carradine gets shot in the final shootout with the Minnesota top hat wearing dudes.
See, I'll tell you a couple things about me as far as movies are concerned. I have never seen Gone with the Wind from beginning to end ever. I have never. I know it sounds sacrilege. I've never seen Casablanca. I think I've seen. I mean, I've never watched it. I know the scene because you see some of the trailers and stuff like that, you know, frankly, Scarlett or whatever, Gone with the Wind. But I've never seen that. But this is going to kill a lot of, I don't think I've ever sat and watched the original Godfather from beginning to end without getting it up, pausing it, missing something, and then coming back. I mean, I've seen the movie dozens of times, but I don't think I've ever watched it from beginning to end in one sitting.
Watching it at home?
Yeah, I just have, I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember ever having done that.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the advantage of the 21st century. We can have it on digital, on demand, pause it, go get our popcorn, come back, not miss nothing.
Well, I mean, I've seen Toy Story.
Win-win.
I've seen Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4 from beginning to end. I got kids, so what can I tell you?
Well, there you go.
Right.
I mean, there you go. But I mean, I've seen Gone with the Wind from start to finish, but only because it was a field trip, and I think I was in the second grade.
Yeah.
And I was not allowed any autonomy.
Well, I miss DVDs because I have all those collections. And you know what one of my favorite shows was of all times, and this has really nothing to do with guns, but The Highlander. The TV series The Highlander. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
The whole concept of being immortal. And the whole thing about, wow, what if that was really real? Kind of like The Walking Dead, what happens with the apocalypse? Is that what it would really be like? You know, and with this whole immortal thing, you know?
I just wanted to be the Kurgan.
Adrian Paul. No, I thought Adrian Paul played a great part in the original Highland TV series, which was an offshoot of the Highlander TV series, which is an offshoot, of course, of the original Highlander movie, which had Sean Connery. Good heavens. Mr. Connery, I apologize. I would never equate you with Christopher Lambert, yeah. And Adrian Paul had played a really, really great part in that. And then you never saw anything from him again. I don't know. What is he, some kind of stage actor or something? He just kind of disappeared. But that I've got all those on DVD, you know. That's fun stuff.
That's why talk radio is the best kind of media to be in. Yeah, we can last on this for decades.
Yeah, that's a great point. We can. Real quick before we go to our first break, what is your favorite? If you have to pick a favorite Western, what is it?
Favorite Western. The first one I ever saw was John Wayne and the Cowboys.
Great movie.
I really have an affinity for that because, you know, most of those actors that were in that still act to this day, although they're aged. But I was always a big John Wayne fan after that. And I'm not too worried about what John Wayne said that all the politically correct get worried about. But I would have to say that's it, because it's the first one I ever saw.
Well, you know, you got the True Grit. You know, that's great. Even the remake of True Grit is great. And and The Shootist. I mean, these are great movies. I could go on and on and on with some of these fantastic movies. But I always go back. I default to the Outlaw Josie Wales. I think that was the quintessential character that believe it or not, that's based off of true story. That's based off of history of the Civil War. And, you know, right. Bloody Bill and everybody else. So those were real characters back in the day, and the Missouri Ruffians and all that. And we're going to get ready to take a break when we.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense back in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone for you today. I did a little bit of research here during the break. I was going off my memory here. The kid's name was Jerry Wayne. I say kid. He was, you know, a young guy, construction worker in Michigan, who wasn't having any of the BS Joe Biden was throwing at him on Tuesday, yesterday, and it was wonderful to watch. This is garbage day. This kid took out the garbage, man. The garbage being Joe Biden. Joe Biden made an ass of himself and showed America the disdain with which he holds you, the contempt that this man has for you if you're a gun owner, and the flat-out bald-faced lies, the length that he's willing to go to try to convince you otherwise, telling a constituent, possible voter, you're full of ass. Really, Joe? Oh, boy, would I have loved to have had that conversation with him. Oh, boy, I'm not so sure I would have remained as calm as the kid did. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. Kid's name was Jerry Wayne. His name was Jerry Wayne. And he said, I also asked him how he wanted to get the vote of the working man when a lot of us, we wield arms, we bear arms, and we like to do that. And if he wants to give us work and take our guns, I don't see how he's going to get the same vote. Now, he went on to say he's not going to, you know, he didn't want to tell anybody who he's going to vote for. I can tell you right now who he's not going to vote for. And that's Joe Biden. First of all, Joe Biden doesn't give Jerry Wayne work. The economy gives Jerry Wayne work. And Trump's economy is killing it right now. That's why Jerry Wayne has work. Jerry Wayne knows that. He also knows that Joe Biden wants to take his guns. And Joe Biden lied right to his face on camera. Joe Biden's not getting his vote. I can promise you that. Now, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the guy's going to flip and go, oh, well, you know, I'd rather... I want work from him. It's not going to happen. You get the idea here, okay? But the profanity coming from Joe Biden at a possible constituent, or a voter, I should say. Come on, man. It was beautiful to see. The meltdown was beautiful to see. So congrats to Jerry Wayne for standing your ground there. That was impressive. Let's go over to what was, I can only describe as an extremely bizarre incident in Michigan. I mean, really bizarre. There was a gun control town hall that somehow was held at a Michigan firing range, a gun range. Representative Haley Stevens, a Democrat, she represents Michigan's 11th district, was seen on Fox 2, what channel was it, Fox 2, Fox 5? Fox 2, I think, footage. Yeah, I don't remember where I got it. I think it came from, whatever. It's a Fox 2 local affiliate. But she got into a shouting match, and she was with Christine Greg or something of Farmington Hills. Also, she was a Michigan Democrat, the House Democrat leader. And Democratic State Rep Robert Wittenberg of Huntington Woods. And they were there to quote-unquote speak on, get this, measures aimed at addressing gun violence, and they were at a firing range. Now, you and I both know what a Democrat means when they're talking about gun safety or gun violence. They're talking about gun control. You know it, I know it, and they know it. You can't beat around the bush, and we all know. Now, how this wound up at this gun range is interesting, but before we go any farther, let's take a listen to this Fox 2 report, and I want you to listen to this Democrat Rep. Haley Stevens go absolutely bonkers inside a gun range talking to a crowd. The whole thing is strange, but take a listen.
And this is why the NRA has got to go!
Congresswoman Haley Stevens, State House Democratic Leader Christine Gregg, and State Rep. Robert Wittenberg led the town hall at the Multi Lakes Conservation Club in Commerce Township. Many of its members are gun owners. The conversation ironically taking place in the club's indoor gun range.
I'm live here at the Multi Lake Conservation Club in Commerce, and one could argue this town hall was perhaps doomed from the start. I'm told organizers were not entirely transparent about what this town hall was going to be about when they booked it with the club, and that many club members did not find out until recently the conversation was going to be about guns and gun control.
1,163 Michiganders died through gun violence. That's one person every 8 hours.
The goal was to find common ground on solutions to gun violence, but organizers of a town hall on it found how wide the rift between some gun owners and pro-gun control advocates really is.
And this is why the NRA has got to go!
Congresswoman Haley Stevens, State House Democratic Leader Christine Gregg, and State Rep Robert Wittenberg left the town hall at the Multi Lakes Conservation Club in Commerce Township. Many of its members are...
All right, now you get... that started to repeat itself. It started to loop. I'll come out during the break. I'll go back and I'll get some of that other portion because it's going to be interrupted by an ad. But what's very bizarre here is how this thing even came to be. Now, in the next clip that you're going to hear after the break, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what we just heard so far, and then we'll go into the second half. But how it came to be is extremely strange. You know that a Democrat socialist cannot tell the truth. They can't. They cannot tell you what their agenda is. They have to lie about it. They got to cloak it. They got to come up with a new name for it. It's not, they don't want to talk about gun control, even though that's what they're talking about. They got to call it gun safety. They can't talk about crime. They got to call it gun violence. And you heard that woman say 1,168 Michiganders lost their lives. She was quoting suicide, crime, accidents. She didn't break any of that down. And I don't know how accurate the number that she's talking about. I don't know where it came from. If it came from one of their sources, it's a bunch of crap. We've thrown cold water on them. How many times? I've lost count. But they don't tell the truth. Apparently, they didn't tell the truth to get inside what they knew was going to be a pro-gun crowd. Now, why they would want to do that, I don't know. But there's more to this. And when we're done talking about this, I want to tell you exactly what this is about. And some of you might not like hearing what I'm going to, might not like hearing what I'm going to tell you. Might not want to hear, I should say, what I'm going to tell you. You might not want to hear it. I don't care. I'm not here to, I can't use the word I want to use. I'm not here to blank foot around this issue. I'm here to stick it straight up where it is. And we're at a point in this country where that's what we have to do. We can't dodge this stuff. But let's go back to Democrat rep. I mean, just crazy stuff when you talk about this Haley Stevens. You got to see the video. I'm going to play Theater of the Mind for you. She's leaning forward. She's angry. She's screaming into the microphone at a pro-gun crowd inside their indoor firing range. She's there, out, right there at the firing range, screaming at these people, knowing damn good and well who they were. And I don't know what they were attempting to do, but they're certainly not going to make any friends. And what does she do? She defaults to, this is why the NRA has got to go. The NRA has got to go. Here she is yet again, attempting to demonize the NRA. For what? We don't know the whole thing. We didn't hear the rest of it. I don't know. I can't take it out of context. I'm going to tell you that's what you heard her say. It doesn't matter what she said before that. It doesn't matter what context it was in. Because the NRA doesn't have to go, because whatever she's talking about is a lie. Because the National Rifle Association had absolutely nothing to do with any of those deaths in Michigan that she referred to. That what's her face? The Christine Grieger, whatever her name is, Grog or Grug? Don't care. So when we come back, I'm going to play some more tape and keep up the conversation. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Welcome back inside the studio with me. It's a pleasure to be here. Let me give another big shout out to Bill Frady yesterday from Lock and Load. Make sure to tune in and check out his program. Bill's a great guy, and I appreciate him stepping up and jumping in the seat for him. It's the first time he's ever done it, and I don't think it'll be the last time he's going to do it. Let me go back to this bizarre thing in Michigan, this weird deal. I've forwarded the tape just a little bit. I want you to hear what some of the people who were there had to say about this, and then we'll talk about it a little bit because we're going to go deeper into this. So you hear it, and then I want to tell you some things about it, and I want your response. I want to hear back from you. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let's take a little bit. Let's go. I think it's another 2 minutes without an ad. Let's try it. Here we go.
Members are gun owners. The conversation ironically taking place in the club's indoor gun range.
I think they just snuck it in here. I can tell you that the members of this gun club aren't happy about it.
Local gun owners showed up to the town hall in droves, spurred in part by GOP 11th Congressional District Chair Michonne Maddock.
Somehow, Femmes for Dems booked this event using a different
Femmes
name.
Dems.
The sweet woman that I talked to
lied.
Said that it said Femmes for Life in her calendar. Show up here and tell Haley Stevens exactly what we think about her gun violence town hall being held in a place that is a very Republican. This is a Republican stronghold that we're standing in right now.
While taking questions from the crowd, Democratic lawmakers pushed for more gun control measures like universal background checks, a ban on semi-automatic rifles, and implementing red flag laws to take guns away from people who may be a threat to themselves or the public.
I want people to understand that we are not anti-gun. We are anti-gun violence.
Oh.
And supporting the Second Amendment and being opposed to gun violence are not mutually exclusive.
I'm going to stop there because he's wrong. He's flat out wrong. Now, first of all, I told you they're liars. And the chairman of the party in that district essentially said the same thing without saying it. So I'll tell you, she was calling them Femmes for Dems, booked an event, and they lied about their name, Femmes for Life, not Femmes for. These people couldn't tell the truth. They can't, because it flies in the face of what America is. They have to lie about who they are. They have to try to undermine things. They have to try to work around things because they're evil. Their agenda and their ideology has no place in this country. If it did, they wouldn't have to lie. They wouldn't have to say, hey, we're Femmes for Life. They should have said we're Femmes for Dems and we want to come in here and have an honest conversation. You know, they'd be shocked to find out that if they wanted to have an honest conversation, it would be our side that would be willing to do that, right? Here's the problem. They don't want an honest conversation and they're going to lie their way through the entire process. That means you can't trust them now or ever. So here's what I'm going to tell you. A lot of people don't like to hear this, because they don't want to believe that we're at a point in America where I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. You cannot reason with these people. They don't want to reason with you. They hate your guts. Don't even try. Avoid them at all cost if you can. If you can't, make it very clear that you are well aware of who they are, what they are, and what you think of them. They hate your guts. It is sad. But true, sad but true, sad but true. You really love that tune. That's Metallica. Sad but true. These people don't care about anything other than shoving their agenda down your throat or whatever else you want to choose. You're not ever going to be able to reason with these people. These people are not interested in gun. Now, what that individual said, people that think that they're mutually exclusive, gun violence and Second Amendment, wanting gun safety and the second are not, they are mutually exclusive because that's not what they want. They don't want gun safety. They don't even know what it means. They don't want to stop gun violence. They want to take your firearms away from you. They've made it very clear. Ask that individual who he's supporting during the campaign. You think it's Donald Trump? Of course it's not Donald Trump. He's going to support Joe Biden, who has said he wants to take away your firearms, who is going to put Beto O'Rourke in some kind of position he wants to create as some type of gun control czar. He'll call him a gun safety czar. Who knows? Who's so objective is just like Joe Biden said, is to take away your assault weapons. Bingo, bingo, bingo. We are going to take away your guns if you have an assault weapon. No, you're not, Joe. No, you're not. Nobody's going to give them to you. Surefire way to start violence in America with this rhetoric and this talk, and it's the other side doing it. They have absolutely no intention of ever having an honest conversation with you. Here's why. The debate is over, folks. Whether you want to believe that or not, the debate is done. There's a party in this country that hates your rights, hates your guns, and wants them gone, period. There's another side over here that you're on that says you ain't ever going to get them. That chasm will never, ever, ever, ever be fixed, ever. It isn't going to be fixed. They're not going away. You need to accept that. If you've got a sister, mother, brother, father, whatever, that is sympathetic to them, too bad for you. Accept the fact you're not going to fix the problem. You're not going to talk your way out of it. It's just as simple as that. Now, you're going to find that rare individual, but let me tell you something. You don't want to hear this. They're not going to change their mind. Some people are fixable if you can get to them, but it's not going to be strictly on the gun issue. It's going to have to be on a whole wide array of topics. It's not going to be one issue. If you've got an individual that wants free college for everybody and believes in universal health care for everybody and believes in free daycare and kindergarten for everybody, and then getting rid of these guns and the billionaires, that person is deep trouble. They're socialist. Maybe you don't want to think that way about your daughter or your son or your brother or whoever it is. But that's socialism. If it were just the gun issue, they may be fixable. If you can talk to them, if they're reasonable about other issues. Well, you know, you're right about taxes. I mean, you know, I hate when my taxes go up, and I think it'd be a great thing. I mean, I saw what happened to the stock market when Trump was talking about lowering my payroll tax, actually eliminating it for a few months. Boy, wouldn't that be nice to get all of my money that I've earned instead of having to give it to the government? I mean, I can understand that. That person is intellectually honest. If that person hates your right to bear arms, period, and has drunk the Kool-Aid, you're never going to change their mind if that's their single issue. Not going to happen. Don't bother trying. They're to a point where they will lie about who they are to infiltrate a gun club. Very bizarre incident. I'm not sure what they were trying to accomplish there, because they all left saying they felt like their safety and security was threatened. Well, sure they did, because that was more than likely their end goal. They were trying to bait the other side. I can't think of any other reason that they would be there unless they were trying to bait somebody into attempting to harm them. It would be the only thing that I can come to that comes to my mind that would somehow get them to the press will be there. We can use it against them. They're certainly not there to change any minds. You think standing there as a Democrat rep screaming about the NRA? No, they have no intention of changing any minds. These people are intellectually dishonest liars at their core. So a very, very strange, bizarre, upside down world, weird, who knows why it happened type of thing. The only thing I can think is that they were attempting to bait who they deemed to be radical extremist gun nuts into doing, provoking somebody, into provoking some type of maybe violent action or threat of violence against them so that they could use it against them, because that's all they've got. Because they've already lost Wayne, Jerry Wayne, the union worker. He wants nothing to do with that agenda, I can promise you. And he would have been the core of Biden's constituency just one election ago. That's how bad it's gotten with these people. Their ideology is evil. They have to lie to get through to somebody, to even attempt to get in a building. We'll talk more about it when we come back. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms microphone. I love being here with you. Missed you yesterday. Really did. But I was traveling. I was in the busiest airport in the world. I only saw two masks. I only saw two people wearing masks. The airport was packed, right? I had no desire to wear a mask, nor did anybody else. I did see the guy next to me on my return flight on Southwest. That was interesting. He wiped down everything. His seat, his wife's seat, back of the other seat, the window, the wall, the trays, the armrests, everything. He didn't wipe mine down, and I'm okay. But, it was, this whole hype, this coronavirus thing is, you hear all this crap that everything shut. It's not. Real life is going on. Lots of people are traveling all over the place. And I went to Florida that has cases of coronavirus. My gosh. Good heavens. Okay. That's a whole different topic. Let me go. Welcome back inside. It kills me, man, to watch this, the hysteria. I don't pay much attention to the Drudge Report anymore because it's gone so far left. I'm, you know, it'd be nice if Matt Drudge would have leveled with his readers over all these years that supported him and made him a multi-gobzillionaire. It'd be nice if he said, hey, I sold this thing. I'm retiring in my big giant mansion. Thanks to everybody. Oh, and by the way, a left wing. But he didn't. And I have zero respect for that at all. Zero respect. Come out and tell us, man. Man up and tell us what you did. But if you go and look at the Drudge Report at any given time during the day, the hysteria, it is just incredible. Just incredible. Mass hysteria. And here's what's more dangerous about it than the regular media news outlets is these are aggregate aggregate headlines, meaning somebody's making them up and it's they're just hysteria, mass hysteria. So they create this hysteria for you and then it clicks to another link. You know how the game is played. Sponsors, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. That stuff, medicinal. There you go. Choose wisely. Be responsible. Lead Slinger's is a huge supporter of Armed American Radio, and I can't wait to bring Brad Primo, the CEO, back as often as possible. I love it, man. Love the guy. Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow. Just saw a report today, man. You guys are still loving the MyPillows. Keep it up. Huge support of the program. We appreciate it very much. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Use the promo code AAR. And then, of course, gunbroker.com, North American Arms, DefenderCoffee.com. Give to the Second Amendment organization that you choose to. I give to the Second Amendment Foundation. And Bursa. Have not gotten the gun yet. Haven't had time. I will let you know. The 380 from Bursa is my next gun. Barring something really weird, that's the next gun. And, of course, Emerson Knives. Emerson Knives. You hear them on the Monster Cast. I want to give them as many shout-outs as I can. I'm going to be doing some really cool giveaways with Emerson in the very, very near future. Also, coming up in the near future, the Armed American Radio News Desk. We're going to be giving 2-minute videos, 3-minute, 4-minute videos with your news of the day. More about that as we continue into the next decade. Lots of fun stuff coming up. During the break, I was able to kind of cue up the other part of the audio, and I was of the very bizarre Michigan incident. And as I was telling you, there are people out there that you just cannot reason with, and it's not worth trying. You can throw numbers at anybody. They don't care. They've got their own numbers. They don't care. And I want you to take a listen to an example. And this kid here at the gun range, God bless him. He's simply trying to thwart them with facts. And he's right about his numbers. But guess what? If you're sitting one-on-one talking to one of these people that were up on that stage that had to lie about who they were to get in there so that they could provoke something, because I'm convinced that's what they were trying to do. There's no other reason for him to be there other than to try to provoke some response, physical or threat, that, by the way, didn't happen. But if you're sitting going one-on-one with these people, having this conversation, it's a waste of your time. Smile and walk away for your own sanity and the sake of your blood pressure. But take a listen here as we continue with this bizarre incident.
1999, there were 2.7 million concealed pistol license holders registered in the United States. As of 2017, there are almost 17 million, so that number has grown significantly.
Now, let me tell you why that doesn't matter to those people, because they're just going to tell you that that makes it 17 million times unsafe, because a gun anywhere is evil to them. That number, that statistic he just gave you, he's preaching to the choir. He's blowing it into the wind. It doesn't matter. You cannot have that conversation rationally with someone who is irrational, that is going to stand there and scream at that. You can't. Save your sanity. Let's keep listening.
Yet crime has gone down. Violent crime has gone down. Homicides have gone down.
They don't care about that. You know what they're going to do? They're going to point to Virginia Beach. They're going to point to Parkland. They're going to point to, oh, I don't know, pick one, Virginia Tech. They're going to tell you that that's the norm in them, and it's not. These are isolated incidents. They don't care about the facts. They don't care that what this kid just said is 100% true. They're not worried about it. They're riding on emotions. Keep going.
Passions ran high Tuesday evening.
Now, the back up off yourself, lady, is great. That was an individual that went up to one of the Democrats who tried to step forward and get in her face. And she said, back up off yourself, lady, back up. And then you had another Democrat step in and go, hey, calm down. You know, never mind the fact that they're in territory they shouldn't have been in and they lied to get there. They should have had somebody up in their face.
stifling perhaps the opportunity for meaningful dialogue on one of the country's most pressing issues.
Hopeful for me, you're not going to have meaningful dialogue with these people. That's not what they're interested in. You get it. You understand. Very, very strange, very bizarre incident in the state of Michigan. Like I said, I mean, you'd have better luck. You'd have better luck teaching AOC the laws of supply and demand. Yeah, you really would. And she's dumb as a bag of rocks. I don't see, by the way, her economics professors in college coming up going, I taught her everything she knows. It was me. I taught her everything she knows. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't seen it. But I haven't seen anybody bragging about being the one that educated her about the economy. That's what her degree's in. You can't make this stuff up, man. You got to wonder what in the world is going on out there today, right? Truly crazy stuff. All right, so I'm not kidding. Do you want to keep going on this? Let me play another one here. Hold on.
Part of why this went the way it did is because you have a lot of people on the extreme end. The reaction from the people here today was starting out with the assumption, you're going to take my guns.
It's not an assumption. And it's not, she was in a gun range. This is a woman who, she's a gun control supporter who was there with the Democrat liars, Fems for Dems or whatever. They lied to get in. And this woman says part of the reason it went the way it went today is because you have people that are on the extreme. So what that means is, and this really is the crux of the whole thing, that if you're in the gun range and you're a gun owner, you're the extreme. No, lady, the reason it went the way it went is because you and your bully leftist socialist who want to take Americans' firearms and have to lie your way into any venue to spit your radical ideology did just that. You lied your way to get in and you began spitting your radical ideology in a place that you didn't belong. Period. You don't belong there. Now, I'm not interested in, if someone were to say to me, would you sit down and talk to this radical? No, I couldn't care less about talking to this woman. She's not interested in having a conversation, and I'm not going to waste my time spitting those numbers. You know, that's why this show is built the way it's built, quite frankly. It would accomplish absolutely nothing to sit here on a split. I don't know about you, but I can't watch split-screen television with three people screaming over each other. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I don't even bother. I just turn it right off. I don't care who the host is. I don't care what show it is. I don't care what net. Boom, off. I don't want to watch anything. I want anything to do with it. And I don't want this radio program to reflect that either. Not going to happen in this lifetime. No, not going to happen. Not the place for it. Why? Because these people are not interested in having a conversation. And I hope we've made that clear for you today. Don't waste your time. Save yourself medication and reduce your blood pressure. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be back here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone tomorrow.